I believe we'll get going. We have a lot to cover today. I would like to welcome everyone to the 2010 Accessible Technology Webinar Series. I'm Janet Peters. I'm the Coordinator of Education and Assistive Technology at the Great Lakes ADA Center. The webinar series is sponsored by the Great Lakes ADA Center and the Pacific ADA Center, both who are members of the ADA National Network. Before we jump into our series today, our speaker, just a couple of logistics. This program is 1 hour, so we'll be wrapping up by 2 p.m. There will be question time at the end for question and answer. At that point, we're going to hold the questions till the end, and at that point, you can either type your question into the public chat area or go ahead and use your microphone and voice your question. And this session is being recorded, and it will be archived. So you will receive an email link when that is available with the archive session. In addition, there will be an evaluation survey that we would like you to fill out, and the handouts will be sent with that evaluation survey. I'm very pleased that you have all taken time today to join us, and I'm excited about our speaker. Our speaker is Neil Albritton, and he will be talking to us today about best practices in developing and disseminating documents electronically, a very important topic. Neil has often been referred to as the Section 508 guru. He is best known for his work in the field of web accessibility as a national consultant, web designer, and through his contributions to the state of California's implementation of the Section 508 web accessibility standards. He currently is the Chief Executive Officer of the ADCS LLC, which he'll tell you more about, and Section508Guru.com. He is the citywide ADA coordinator for the City of Sacramento, California, and he is the Vice President of the California Association of ADA Professionals and a member of the California Association of Equal Right Professionals. In 2009, through a grant with the Department of Rehab and the Alliance for Technology Access, Neil authored the Accessibility Checklist, a document outlining best practices for organizations to create accessible alternative formats, electronic communications and collaboration tools, and website content. He continues to deliver workshops such as this on technical topics, designing accessible websites, creating accessible PDF, and other accessibility topics. We are very pleased to have him with us today. And with that, I will turn it over to Neil to get started with our program.
Good morning, all. I'm just getting my audio set here and just want to see, make sure one last time that everybody can hear me okay. So we want to make sure that images are optimized and making sure that our websites aren't bloated. So we optimize the where can we get access to the slides? The DibTac has access to the slides, and you will be able to get that information after this presentation. But I also wanted to point out something as well, that there is a document that I did create just recently that has this in much more technical detail, similar to the question that John asked about making 2003 Word accessible and Word 2007 and those differences that exist. So on slide 82, what we have here is that the document, you can access the document that I created through the Alliance for Assistive Technology. Their email address is atainfo@ataccess.org, or you can call them at 800-914-3107 to request a copy of the accessibility checklist that has that in detail. Donna asks, are there specific tricks to making spreadsheets accessible? Donna, I think I would use the tricks that I use. They're not really shortcuts. Sometimes, especially making spreadsheets, you've got to go in there and identify the headers and columns. If I could offer any good advice when it comes to creating accessible spreadsheets is to make sure they're not complex in such a fashion that you have columns that are interrupted by other sub-columns that don't follow a linear path. So that if you're creating a spreadsheet, you know, you may have a very complex spreadsheet with cells that are not linearized. I'm not sure if folks understand what that means, but basically I would avoid any kind of complex spreadsheets. Make it as linear as possible, make it as readable as possible, and test it on people with disabilities to see if they understand the draft format before you circulate it in public. I think that would be the best advice I have for creating accessible spreadsheets. And then you're always welcome to contact me when you do create that, if you want some advice on it, if you're having a tough time figuring out how to make it accessible. Next question from Tracy. Do you know how often state agencies are using accessible fillable forms or state forms, for example, the IRS? Stacy, that's a good question. These accessible forms or these fillable forms, a lot of the forms that exist and that are in circulation right now, many of them are not accessible. And so agencies need to prioritize how to convert those documents which are being most circulated, which are being used most frequently by the public, and start collecting those documents. If I were going to give you a word of advice as far as state agencies and the accessible forms that they circulate, I would start off by telling you or saying to you that make sure that all content from this point forward is accessible. And then go back and identify the priorities of older archived documents that individuals either access frequently or are going to interact with, multi-language documents and things of that nature. Go back and prioritize those and then address them promptly. For those documents, I would also make sure that people can contact a live person so that if it hasn't been made accessible yet, that they can request it promptly and it can be addressed right away. Donna asked, is there a way to identify reading orders when using text boxes in MS Word? Donna, the best way that I would recommend is to download, and this goes for anybody, not just with MS Word, but anybody creating an Excel document or what have you. Download the free version of JAWS Screen Reader. It allows a 40-minute trial to be used, and pull up your document and run it through. Close your eyes and listen to the content that is read and see if it makes sense to you. You can also contact or create a group of users that use accessible technologies, if you have some available, to create as test users before any documents are finalized and circulated. You can also write me more on that if you want to know more about that. Sherry writes, is there a way online to test file size optimization for low bandwidth users? Sherry, there is. And usually what I do is I use Firefox quite a bit, and some of the accessibility download tools that they have available. And what I do is I go through, and one of them includes optimization of the content of the size of the document. But in addition to that, in the manual, the accessibility checklist, this goes for everybody, all of the resources and all of the tools are listed in that accessibility checklist for each area, including optimization, HTML optimization, cascading style sheets optimization. So the tools are there for you as well. The shortcuts are available there as well. And the information is explained very easy to understand for folks that may not be technical. Any last questions? Okay, hearing none. I know this was a lot of information to go through, and especially in a short period of time. This is typically a two-day presentation, but I did want to give you some insight into the information standards and best practices that I utilize and try to share with others in order to create content that's accessible to people with disabilities. You may have questions. If you do have questions after this presentation, feel free to write me. You can email me at neil@section508guru, that's section508guru.com. And feel free to contact me with whatever questions you may have, and I'll try to respond to those promptly. Okay, if you have any additional questions, again, feel free to contact me. If not, you can go back and you can access this slideshow from the DibTech once it's available online. It will be available and made as an archive for you. Okay, I want to thank you for taking the time out of your day to join me in this presentation. I really appreciate your time, and I hope that each of you take this information back and make a good effort to create accessible content for everyone to enjoy. Thank you.
Thank you, Neil. That was an excellent presentation and a lot of information for folks to peruse. As Neil mentioned, you can email him directly as well as us at the Great Lakes ADA Center for technical support. There is a survey that is in the chat area that you can fill out for an evaluation of today's session. This will also be emailed to you. The handouts, the slides that Neil is showing, will be forwarded to you as well, and the archive will be available in 10 business days. Thank you all for your attention, and hopefully we'll see you at another Accessible Technology webinar session. Thanks.